the ways you use your hands.
Right.
And your facial expression.
And you have
expression.
To. And this is because I understand you. Because I love the way you look at me. And you look at me like you're as mad as you can be. And I said, I haven't done anything to you.
One favorite expression I hear a lot is, don't look at me in that tone.
Right,
voice.
Exactly. Because I use it.
We talked earlier about some of the kinds of rooms and houses, and I asked you just a few more questions. Do you have a name for the kind of room that maybe has a lot of windows and opening, or maybe even a window roof that's designed for maximum sunlight? Is there a special name for it?
Oh boy, it is. A room.
Maybe a lot of people have plants in them.
Solarium?
Yeah.
Like in a hospital, solarium.
Mm-hmm. Or do you ever just call it just sunroom or anything?
Sunroom. I started to say that.
That's usually.
I thought you wanted more in a more intelligible word.
That's probably.
Or the screen porch. Mm-hmm. And the more sophisticated ways of calling it, you know, with a more sedate people in the solarium.
Many times, you know, when we talked about the rooms in your house, you said you did have a den here, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And you mentioned you call it the family room too, didn't you?
Well, simply because
you hear it all the time.
Right, and that's all I hear. It used to be a time when it was just a den. Mm-hmm. And when Mother and them selected the house and told me what was in it, I was just shocked to death. When she told me, she said, well, it has 3 bedrooms, a huge family room kitchen combination, and I don't know what Mother was thinking about when she said huge. Well, there's nothing huge about it.
Well, another characteristic of the modern house is it wasn't being small. Sometimes you have not only full bathrooms, but have your bathroom with just a toilet and a sink.
Right,
What do you usually
What is that? Because I had one in Washington.
So you might have
said, call it a half bath, yeah. I think we did. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. We talked about stoves and furnaces. And how is your house heated and cooled now?
By vents.
Central
heating.
Is it electricity?
Gas, I believe.
That's a little cheaper, isn't it?
I believe it's high enough, though. I think it's electrical, though. I should take that back. The heating may be with gas. And the air conditioning with the electricity. Mm-hmm. Because, oh boy, that's what they tell me is why my bills.
Nice to meet you.
Where are you going? You got a turn. Oh, that's right. I forgot. When they are trying to justify why my bill has been so high. Well, you have on the air conditioning. I said, but I haven't been using it for this purpose. And I said, somebody's not reading my meter. And see, when I called and fussed about it, then the next month it went down $20. And I was using the same thing.
No.
I never moved it.
It's just really expensive in Alabama because in Tennessee, the most expensive, we don't have, our apartment is fairly small. We have a living room, two bedrooms, a dining room, and a kitchen. It's small. The rooms are fairly small. Mm-hmm. I guess our living room is maybe a little smaller than this, and so forth. Our bedrooms are small, but the most expensive bill, and we have central heating and air conditioning, it's all electrical apartment. Mm-hmm. Most expensive it's ever been is less than $30. Just a little less than $30.
Most expensive.
It's the TVA stuff.
You are kidding.
See, TVA, the energy is so much cheaper there, but. I couldn't believe when we moved up there how much cheaper it was. We moved in September, or middle of September. Mm-hmm. So for all of October and half of September.
Is that